Greetings to each one today. This is Levi Stolz sharing with you. This is the last devotion that I will be sharing with you. And I'd like to just leave you with a little blessing, but also a hope. It's probably more of a lively hope, a hope that is alive than a blessing. I'd like to speak a little bit on confidence today. We all know what a person that has confidence is like. It's a person that knows where he is going. It's a person that knows what he is saying is he stands on it. A confident person is a pleasant person to be with because they are usually confident in what they're saying. And you know that what they're saying is probably true because they have that confidence. And I'd like to just, one little illustration of confidence is if you have ever flown in an airplane, I trust that you had confidence in that plane before you stepped in it. Here a number of weeks ago, we went over to Germany and you know, as we walk down through and into the plane, there's a lot of people in there. There is, I think this one in particular, there was eight across, I believe, eight seats across. And it's interesting how many people you see that they come in, they sit down, and they get a pillow, and they make themselves comfortable, and very quickly their eyes are closed and they're sleeping. They have confidence that that plane is going to get them to where they want to go. Or maybe they have fear. But I believe for the most part, you would not go on that airplane if you don't have confidence that it's going to take you where you want to go. In 1 John 5:13 is my favorite verse, but that's not the verse that I'm going to zero in on. 1 John 5:13. I'll start out with this verse. Like I said, this is my favorite verse out of the whole scriptures. It says this: "These things have I written unto you, that you believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know." That know, it just means something to me because I once I was converted and had the peace of God in my heart, it just became so real that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Verse 14, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." You know, that is interesting that if we have that connection with God and we know that we have eternal life, it goes on to say, "And this is the confidence." We are sure about it. We know that without wavering, this is true. You know, on that going on that airplane, yes, I had confidence, but there was a keen awareness in me that I may not see my children again. The chances of me not seeing them was very, very, very slim because more people die in automobile accidents than in plane accidents. But this is a real confidence that, and this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. So if you want the Lord to hear your prayers, if you want the Lord to be real in your life, first thing you need to do is to get right with God and know that you have eternal life. I mean, I do believe God will hear you if you are not born again and you cry out to him for salvation. But it's not a promise that the Lord will answer your prayers. But here is a promise And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will. Now, we need to remember that. It's according to God's will. For us to pray selfish prayers and think they're going to get answered is wrong. But we need to ask God according to his will. We just had, as a family, we were walking through a very big decision in our life. It was very big. It's going to be life-changing. It's going to be life-changing for us. It's going to be life-changing for our children. And we were just, I kept asking God if this is really what he wanted me to do. And I finally told my family that we need to pray to the Lord that if this brings him glory, he should open the way for us. We only want the doors to be open if this brings him glory. And I just, I do believe the Lord is opening those doors, and I look forward to walking in God's promises and worshiping him and bringing him glory. So, Lord bless you, and I'd like to just encourage you that you can have that confidence in God. You can have the confidence that he hears you, but only if you walk according to his will. So I just want to bless you with that. Also, I'd like to just make a mention. Here's some phone numbers that you may want to write down. It has to do with a live Bible study that is held on Saturday mornings. To listen to a live Bible study at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, call 1-2-1300, and then it will ask you for an ID number. The ID number is 258. Bless you, and may you prosper in your walk with the Lord.